We will see what will be the situation. If I don't have program. So, see you in the next episode. This one started, it is a little bit longer than usual. Actually, it's quite 20 minutes of Big Fatty's rambling. Though I'm saying more important things than he is. No, that's not true. So thank you for listening and bye bye.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
20 minutes of Big Fatty's rambling.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3571 of the BFO for Wednesday the 13th of October 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and maybe some more voice letters, Big Fatty. Hello, crazy Mexicans. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are crazy Mexicans today because y'all at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, many of you may not recognize that voice. Y'all, that is the crazy Mexican from over there in the Bulgaria. I don't think he listens anymore. Big Fatty, he finally came to his senses. It's true. Y'all, he's over there in the Bulgaria with Mr. Zed. Y'all, of course, I'm talking about none other than that Hat M. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the old crazy Mexican. Used to do that little show, The Angry Panties. It's true. And, you're probably wondering why the hell I'm talking about him. Yes, Big Fatty, why the hell are you talking about him? Well, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, cause y'all, today the 13th of October, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you may have guessed it, today is that crazy Mexican, the Hat M. You know, he's Scotty. Scotty, the little Aussie battler, met him face to face, and you know, over there in Buda and Pest, y'all, he's you don't see him much on the Twitty or the face. Well, I don't know. You may see him on the face space. I don't know, because you know I do not use the face space. But y'all, his little thing on the Twitty is him wearing the. The Mexican sombrero. Y'all, by the way, did you know he was the number one fan of the BFO back in 2014? Big Fatty! He's wearing the big sombrero, and it says, I heart Big Fatty. Big Fatty, he's clearly lost his mind. But anyway, but we do indeed. One of these days, I'm going to make it to Buda or Pest. And all I gotta say is the crazy Mexican better be taking me for some cake. Yes, everybody, we love cake. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, she used to do the Wimbies. Oh, Big Fatty, I love the Frosty they have at the Wimbies. No, that's Wendy's. Oh, never mind. Y'all, that was we're mean because you're stupid. Stupid. Is that spelled STOOPID? It is. Y'all, she is in right now. Y'all, she's in the, on one of the ABC islands, the B Island, not Bermuda. What is it? It's, I can't think of it. But y'all, she's my oldest daughter. Y'all, she's the one and only Fairy Princess Holly. Oh, baby, we love Fairy Princess Holly. What is the name of that island? ABC. It's Aruba, Curacao and B. It'll come to me. So y'all, if you see Hat M or Fairy Princess Holly on the 20 or the Face Base, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Spirit, I know. And the Big Fatty and the Spirit today is Jen. Y'all, after I talk to you, by the way, it doesn't matter what the B Island is, because Fairy Princess Holly is in Aruba. So anyway, oh yes, Big Fatty, Aruba, Aruba. I used to have a car that made that sound. What was I saying? Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, not a whole lot went on. What did I do? Y'all, I can't really think. I watched the news and, had my supper. Y'all had one of those, Asian, solid kits, and y'all with the rotisserie chicken, y'all, it was absolutely delicious. But, you know, as with all of those, prepackaged solids, very gassy. Very gassy. Yes, McFaddy. And, and then y'all watch the Jeopardy, and y'all, the reigning champion, Matt, he lost. He lost, y'all, but he left with $1.5 million, so I don't feel too sorry for him. One moment, please. And, y'all, he was just off his game. Off his game, I tell you. But, anyway, and y'all then, of course, when the Jeopardy was over, y'all, it was time for the dancing. And y'all, it's one of my favorite weeks on the dancing. Y'all, it's Rat World week on the dancing. And y'all, Monday night, it was the Rat World Heroes, and Tuesday night, y'all, the Rat World Villains. So y'all, we're gonna get a double dose of the dancing, and y'all, the nymph stayed and Big Fatty was bored to hell, is what he was. So watched that on Monday night, and y'all, then it was 10 o'clock, y'all, it was time to go into the chamber, and y'all, I had taken my go-to-bed pills, and y'all, just so I didn't have a sore arm, I took a couple of IBU friends as well, because, you know, I'd gotten the vaccination, influenza vaccination. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that's a mouthful, yes. Put me right to sleep. Y'all woke up just a few minutes before 6 a.m. in the morning, and got up and had to go do the TT, and went and picked up the newspaper, and y'all, then I was right back in the chamber, and y'all slept till about, probably about 20 minutes to 8, and y'all got up and had my coffee, watched Miss Gail King as always, did my Sudoku, y'all, is an easy one today, and read the paper, and y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk, and y'all, it was lovely, it was just lovely, y'all, because there was just a little taste of fall. And, but y'all, it was cool, but y'all, the sun was out and it got hot. So Big Fatty's still, yes, Big Fatty, blame it on the sun instead of the fat. I was still kind of sweaty. Y'all came back, got my share, and then I just laid it down. I just laid it right back down. Y'all took a little nip a nap about, I don't know, it's probably about, somewhere about 30 minutes, I guess. And y'all, then I got up. I've made me my hot tea. One moment, please. By the way, speaking of hot tea, y'all, y'all, did you see the old gal? The old gal out there in Walnut Hills, y'all, she's posted a video of the mansion. It all decorated up for the season of doom and gloom. Oh yes, Big Fatty. I thought I saw Digger in there sitting in a rocking chair. Well, I don't know, but but anyway, y'all, it's quite elaborate. You should go over there and take a look at it. You know, they pull out all the stops. And you know, then they get they buy the Halloween candies, and on All Hallows Eve, y'all, they turn the lights off and sit in the horror room and eat all the candies. But anyway, let's see. And y'all, the Nip just stopped by for a few minutes. Y'all, he's made a display on the porch of his house. It involves cinnamon brooms and pumpkins and pears and apples and garlands of leaves and some sort of chrysanthemums or something like that. And y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
So I was listening to your little show today, and played a little ditty. I know you've played it before, nothing new. And today, Seinfeld came onto Netflix, and everyone was complaining about the quality. So I had to see it for myself, and I decided, what episode am I going to watch? It just so happened that I picked the episode where Kramer was making sausage to the same song. So somehow the two universes are connected. The Big Fatty verse is part of the Seinfeld verse and vice versa. So you can probably start claiming that on your celebrity list as well. Not only were you in Forrest Gump, but you play the same song that was played in an episode of Seinfeld.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is my Northeast Straight daddy.
Pretty good stuff, sir.
Oh.
Love you.
Oh, Big Fatty, you didn't let him tell you he loved you. Y'all, that is my Northeast Straight daddy. And, Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, you didn't mention which song it was, so I don't know which little ditty that Seinfeld stole from the BFO, but anyway, we'll be starting litigation. But Dan, since I've got you on the line, I've received an envelope from Miss Bacon, and I believe that this might be your cash money prize from the. For the tummy tingles contest. Let's just open it up right here. It took forever to get here. Yes, Big Fatty. And let's just see. It says, okay, to fart. Get out your vending reading. reading gobbles. I mean goggles. All right, and here we go. Dear Fart Pants, please find enclosed a stamp and a half a Benjamin. Please mail this to the winner. Thank you for participating in my silly contest, everyone who played. Thank you to the Laughing Buddha for the idea, and thank you, Fart, for continuing to allow me to sabotage your little show with this silliness. Big Fatty is called content. I gift because I am grateful for getting free entertainment, and it's like giving back to the humans who create shows for us to listen to get through our commutes, showers, poops, mornings, difficult times, workouts, and sometimes to put us to sleep. Thanks, Crooked Hat. No one puts me to sleep more than him. No argument there. I hope that everyone has a happy fall, a restful winter, and hope the plague is not a big part of our 2022 so we can get back to life. Cheers and well wishes to all. Happy Halloweeny, happy Thanksgiving, and Merry Crema to you all. Toodles Poodle, hey, Squeaky Kitty, and Fart Pants. Shout out to Stinkpot, Sassy, who I love. Pinches to Veda and hugs to tummy tingles to Matt, Olive, and everyone else who lost loved ones this year, fur babies or otherwise. Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. And y'all, I'm just going to look here. Y'all, she has included an envelope. Y'all, she didn't even put the stamp on it, and the envelope has sealed itself. I'm going to have to unseal it. Now, let's just open this up and see what we got here. Dan, I'll be getting this in the mail to you. You should have it by Easter. You can buy a little Logan and Evan. Little Easter eggs, say it's from Miss Bacon. Now, y'all, there's nothing in this envelope. Bacon, you did not include the half of Benjamin or the stamp. Oh, wait a minute, maybe it's in here. Oh, there it is, okay. And it says here, winner, winner, hope you get something more than a chicken dinner. Tummy tingles are always nice to give. Don't stop giving them away. Thank you for playing, KB and the Fart Pants Show. I sent a stamp because Fart Pants is a cheap ass. Also, I carried this 50 around for a few months or more. Don't let it burn a hole in your pocket of cheers. And y'all, it's a Matchbox car stamp. It's the Mach Speeder. So Dan, we'll be getting this in the mail to you. I've just got to locate your address because I don't think I received a Crema card this past year, but you know, I'm not bitter. Bitter party of one, but we'll see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all of the Nip and I, we are heading out here in just a few minutes to go over and visit with Olive over at Retirement Hills. I think there's going to be drinking. Dancing and having a party, big Fanny. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, a voice we wish we would hear more of, but I guess we'll just have to hear it in reruns. And Hat M, what's your favorite part of the BFO?
20 minutes of Big Fatty's rambling.
Oh, well, then you're nothing's changed. It really is a gift to you today.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.